Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «эй» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В списке 1-6 есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
When it comes to vegetable gardening, I don't know what I'm doing. I try. I have herbs and baby salad leaves on my windowsill, but it's all improvised. Dig a hole, add a bit of compost, see what happens. I don't have the knowledge to do it properly. I can ask my cousin Betty. She lives in a cottage in Stratford-upon-Avon, and there is a big garden there. But I don't want to do it, as we haven't spoken since she didn't invite me to her wedding. I'd rather buy the gardener's guide.
Speaker B.
About my plans for the garden, I can say that I only have time and space for a few beds. I have a tendency for laziness and I don't want to replace my social life with gardening. I don't understand people who spend all their spare time on the gardens and find pleasure in it. There is a rich choice of vegetables and fruit at supermarkets, and there you can buy different berries. I always do shop in there and find the necessary products. My friends share my opinion.
Speaker C.
Roses are my favorite flowers. That's why I have a rose garden. It's my pride and joy. Growing roses is considered the most common hobby among Englishmen, but it's not a hobby for me. It's my way of life. My garden is full of roses of different colors, shapes, and sizes. Countless varieties of roses are in bloom in the garden from spring until late autumn. Each variety has its name. For example, one variety is called Evening Star. Come to my place and see how beautiful my flowers are. I'm sure you will enjoy your visit.
Speaker D. I began to live alone in the country. It was difficult for me to cope with all the work in the garden, but my neighbors helped me greatly. They explained to me how to keep a gardening calendar, showed the correct way of planting. Now I think that digging, planting, and other work outdoors a few times a week aren't boring things. As a result, I have fresh vegetables and don't go to the market. If I have to go to town for a few hours, the first thing I do after returning is to hurry into the garden to make sure that everything is all right. Speaker E.
I don't see any advantages of living in a city, as I can't imagine my life without my kitchen garden and orchard. Growing vegetables, berries, and fruit, to my mind, creates unbelievable bonds between people and nature. There is nothing better than natural products which you have grown yourself. I find time to work on different projects for a car company and to give gardening classes at school. My relatives from London often visit me and say that they would like to be closer to nature, so they are going to buy a country house.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
When it comes to vegetable gardening, I don't know what I'm doing. I try. I have herbs and baby salad leaves on my windowsill, but it's all improvised. Dig a hole, add a bit of compost, see what happens. I don't have the knowledge to do it properly. I can ask my cousin Betty. She lives in a cottage in Stratford-upon-Avon, and there is a big garden there. But I don't want to do it, as we haven't spoken since she didn't invite me to her wedding. I'd rather buy the gardener's guide.
Speaker B.
About my plans for the garden, I can say that I only have time and space for a few beds. I have a tendency for laziness and I don't want to replace my social life with gardening. I don't understand people who spend all their spare time on the gardens and find pleasure in it. There is a rich choice of vegetables and fruit at supermarkets, and there you can buy different berries. I always do shop in there and find the necessary products. My friends share my opinion.
Speaker C.
Roses are my favorite flowers. That's why I have a rose garden. It's my pride and joy. Growing roses is considered the most common hobby among Englishmen, but it's not a hobby for me, it's my way of life. My garden is full of roses of different colors, shapes, and sizes. Countless varieties of roses are in bloom in the garden from spring until late autumn. Each variety has its name. For example, one variety is called Evening Star. Come to my place and see how beautiful my flowers are. I'm sure you will enjoy your visit.
Speaker D. I began to live alone in the country. It was difficult for me to cope with all the work in the garden, but my neighbors helped me greatly. They explained to me how to keep a garden calendar, showed the correct way of planting. Now I think that digging, planting, and other work outdoors a few times a week aren't boring things. As a result, I have fresh vegetables and don't go to the market. If I have to go to town for a few hours, the first thing I do after returning is to hurry into the garden to make sure that everything is all right. Speaker E.
I don't see any advantages of living in a city, as I can't imagine my life without my kitchen garden and orchard. Growing vegetables, berries, and fruit, to my mind, creates unbelievable bonds between people and nature. There is nothing better than natural products which you have grown yourself. I find time to work on different projects for a car company and to give gardening classes at school. My relatives from London often visit me and say that they would like to be closer to nature, so they are going to buy a country house.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.